Butt fumble. My levels look good.
Glorious. I love the butt fumble so much. Why does this one of the best plays ever.
Has Namor always had a last name?
My Namor's got a first name. It's N-A-M-O-R. My Namor does not have a second name except King of Atlantis.
Because they all love Namor hot dogs. No, this one, the page that I'm on calls him Namor McKenzie.
I think that's like his mother's last name because he's half human.
That's generally how surnames work, so.
Right, I just.
Oh, no, usually it's your father's last name.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it was his mother that was the human, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I haven't read any Namor for a long time.
Yeah. No one knows anything about him. He just got beat up by Kitty Pryde.
He did not.
You wanna put any money on that?
No, because I know the people who listen to this show, and it's out of sheer spite. It doesn't matter if Kitty was a wooden box with two eye holes poked in the front of it. They would vote for her to beat Namor.
Her wiki page is so freaking long.
There you go. It is the other way around. His father was the human.
Okay.
American Sea Captain Leonard McKenzie.
Got it. Okay. Then that's how surnames work.
Yeah, his mother was Emperor Thakor's daughter, so he was a prince of Atlantis. There you go.
So do the other Atlanteans challenge him for being a muggle?
No, because, you know, they're only allowed to do that once a year when someone eats a dumb plant. And then for no reason, we'll change the rules a week later. Why are we changing the rules? I don't know.
Well, that's different. That's just how the government works in the most advanced country in the world, is ritual combat. This is, I assumed someone would be like, hey, here's our new prince, who's half human? No, thank you.
Well, you know, it turns out he's a mutant and can kick all their ass.
All right.
Because they're just stupid sea people. He's a mutant.
The first mutant. Except for, you know, Apocalypse and all the other mutants that are older than him.
He's the first mutant!
Holy smokes.
That was loud.
Yeah. I didn't know I was expecting a thunderstorm. Well, if anything goes sideways with the broadcast, that's what happened.
Oh, no, we've got the thunders here, too.
Okay.
Well, we had some. It's past us.
Well, they didn't get to Ian that fast.
Pretty big storm, I think.
Pretty big shoe. Really big shoe.
Well, a big cluster.
Yeah. I sat here watching some Fellowship of the Ring. Still a good movie.
Yeah.
Right up until the part where I got sad when the epic wizard fight of all time was Gandalf spinning on his back. And then I got sad. And then the movie picked back up again and I was excited.
Yeah, that was as far as wizard duels go.
That scene is the worst scene ever.
Yeah, that really just doesn't even rank as far as wizard duels go.
That's so bad. The rest of that movie is freaking fantastic.
Yeah. I assume
that scene is garbage.
I feel like you and I have to be on the same page with like the top three of all time.
Wizard duels?
Yeah.
I mean, we totally got to have, you know, Voldemort versus
Dumbledore.
I just forgot his name. Dumbledore at the end
ministry.
Of
yeah.
Yeah, that was
absolutely
amazing.
That one was, I'd say that's a
you got to have your Big Trouble Little China fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Egg Shen right. versus Lo Pan. That is good eating.
Yeah, it is. Oh, the third one, though. I got to think. Hold on.
Yeah, give it a minute. It's there. It's a semi-deep cut, but not too deep.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Here's something I did not remember. So I watched the Blade trilogy the other day, and I did not remember that Ryan Reynolds is in the third one being Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I blocked
I was
that
like,
out.
Why is Deadpool in this movie?
Doesn't Triple H show up at some point?
Who? What?
Did Triple H show up in?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I can't think of another good wizard duel. I mean, one came to mind, but it's not good.
Oh.
Willow versus Queen Batmorda.
I'd have to rewatch duel. That. I don't remember that
it's
as
not
well.
Good. It's not.
Okay.
It's amusing. I like that show. I like that movie probably a little too much. I really enjoyed Willow.
I don't know, Ian. What you got?
Hold on. I want to make sure that I am telling you the right thing before I turn this show into a house of lies. Gotta dig deep into the internet, apparently. So, it is the fight between Akira and the Keepers of the Horn, their head wizard in Conan the Destroyer.
Oh!
When he's trying to get that door shut, and the only way to do it is that wizard to wizard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smoke's pouring out of his ears, and they're like, no, 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 no. Oh, that's good.
Help me, Mbata. I need you.
Wilt.
When I see a man, you grab him. Take him. Man, those old Conan movies were great.
They were great. All
right. Right. Just not, you know, Conan. But other than that, yeah, they were enjoyable movies.
What's that? Conan, the Barbarian and the Destroyer?
Yeah.
They were awesome. They were the best.
Oh, they were fantastic movies.
Red Sonja is also good.
Yes. I'll give you that.
It's good. It's not great. Right. It's good.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, until someone produces a better Conan, I will say that they are great. They might not be as comic-y as Ray would like, but, man, Conan the Barbarian was just spectacular. Conan the Destroyer was entertaining, but, you know, what are you going to do? They can't all be winners.
Any movie that constantly features camels spitting on you is A-prime stuff.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, come on, it's 9:02.
I'm back.
All right. Ready to get this party rolling? I guess not. Everyone went away.
Yeah, we're done.
Chose I
over.
Was thinking it through, but I think I'm good.
Ian, you won't appreciate this, but I was watching some Wild Wild West the other day.
Series or the movie?
The series.
Okay.
The good ones. So I was enjoying me some, what's his name? James Conrad?
That yes. Sounds
right, right? Yeah. So which got me in the mood for one of his other TV shows. So I had to promptly go and buy myself the 2 seasons of Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Mm.
So I'm super excited to watch through that again.
There's no way that holds up, right?
That show was great.
It's no way at the time, up. I absolutely agree, but
I freaking loved that show. Which that also got me onto, well, if I'm going to buy Ba Ba Black Sheep, I better get myself a copy of John Wayne's Flying Tigers, so I did that too.
Dude, too far. That is a bridge too far.
So I went on a little World War II flying bender there.
Vegeta hopes that you used our Amazon link to make those purchases.
I did not.
You are a monster. Start the show.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 203rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We'll talk about something. I don't know. This, that, the other things. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72, Sneaky B15. They're Ray, they're Ian. Hello.
I'm still astounded by why you would give Bezos the money instead of just sending it to the podcast. That's just, I'm stunned.
Because I buy everything through the Amazon app on my tablet. I don't click any links. I just open up my tablet. I open up the Amazon app.
So now, not only are you not encouraging anyone else to use the Amazon link, you're encouraging them to do otherwise. Okay.
No, I'm very much encouraging them to click on the links. I, however, am too lazy.
I hear Jeff Bezos is in need of your $1.50.
That's true.
I just gave that box a $3.50 yesterday.
Oh, I was going to say, is this the quick impression portion of the show? Ray, who am I? Ray, my chair is squeaky. Buy me a new one. Could you take any time to even click on a link that would contribute to that chair? No! I can't use not my phone!
That's my tablet, but still.
Oh, right. I can't use not my tablet!
Hey, this is the week of July 31st to August 7th. Holy smokes, it's August already, people.
Wait, are you sure? I thought it was still July.
By the time tomorrow. A lot of people listen to this, it'll be August.
Right. Right, there are non-live listeners. August! Yeah!
Hey! And your Deadpool dailies. Green Sentry, Green Punisher, Purple Blade, Red Wolverine, Black Torch, Red Colossus, Yellow Scott, and Wednesday Blue Hood.
Vegeta's from the future!
What?
Vegeta, in our listener, Vegeta 01, it's already August for him.
Holy smokes. What are you, in, like, Southeast Asia?
Well, it's already 9 p.m. Eastern. It doesn't take that... you don't have to go that far.
Oh, alright.
Like, really, if you're across the UK. Pond, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Man, Americans don't know how the international dateline works.
That is true.
That's super true.
Come on. Come on, man. Alright, it's over your 5-day 4-star test.
thunder in the background.
Wow. The 27th was a horrible, horrible fight.
Uh-oh.
Of Ronin versus somebody I've already forgotten.
Thanos?
Oh, sure.
The forgettable Thanos.
And man, that took me like 12, 13, 14 tries.
Huh.
Ronin sucks.
Ronin is not good. I absolutely do agree. I got crushed the first time, and then I realized, hey, maybe I should put a couple levels into him. And, yeah, I did better the second time. It was not great, but I got him up to level 192, 414. That was able to pull it off. I did, however, give him some boosts, which generally I don't do, but yeah, second fight was just a slugfest. It was okay. I don't think Ian did well.
No, nope, I did not. I made a bad showing as ever, but, you know, what are you going to do? Even if I had Ronin, like my 0-1-0 Ronin would have done just as poorly as my non-existent Ronin.
Nope.
So, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't get a real good review from Craig, so I'm not going to rush on the Ronin.
Eventually, it only worked when I got a board that had so much purple on it that I could just keep him stunned.
Mm.
All right, moving on.
Do it.
Coming up tomorrow is Lockjaw versus something in a graphic I don't understand.
It's a human with a torch.
Ugh. Man, I was thinking that was like a cover from a Kryn novel or something. I'm like, you know, is this supposed to be a D&D character that I should recognize? Or so I was like trying to probe, you know, artwork that I should know.
Samurai says, Greg has no room to complain about clues.
No, that one's gold.
Okay. That should be a win. Lockjaw's not got the stuff.
Yeah. I can't wait for special tiles to come out. Lockjaw does stuff with special tiles. I don't know. I'm making that up. Because he generally does stuff if you have special tiles on your side. So Human Torch is probably not going to be great. But Lockjaw's good. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Coming up after that is apparently Necco Wafers versus some other girl. I don't know who that is either.
I don't know the graphic, but I do know that it's Kate Bishop.
Ah.
Craig's batting a thousand. Like,
I need cliff notes on these on these clues.
I was going to say, it looks like this looks like I'm running into a tough crashes coming up. Like this crash obviously failed. 2-3-1 Lockjaw. That's, I don't know. That's a definite I don't know. I'll have to put some levels into him. Same thing with Nico, 2-2-1. I don't know if that's going to get the job done, but we shall see.
All right, then. There you go. What else? Storyland. The hunt's running. That'll get you 3 bags and a Kate. Top folks get Sabretooth, and then it is the Dream Warrior. Cosmic Chaos follows that. It'll get you 3 Dream Warriors, a Sabretooth, and top 200 folks get this brand new Juggernaut thing. Talk about that later. Shield training for that there Juggernaut thing is featuring Sabretooth, Meh, and Marika.
That sounds strong.
Not for me. I don't have very much Sabretooth.
That is unfortunate.
Nope. Yeah, that is. But I feel like the three of them sounds like they could get the job done frequently.
Yeah. Yeah, I only have a 113 Sabretooth, so I will not be able to complete the shield training.
Quick, get more.
I would love to have more. Then get no more. So that's that. There you go. PvP land, it's in between seasons, so right now you got Danger Room is going down. They get you Beast, an X-Force Deadpool, Domino, and then Scott. Speaking of which, whoever posted the little comic on Facebook, Gold Star, made me laugh. Eye for an Eye, that is, they get you Scott and Domino. Top 10 folks get Jugs, 11 to 50 is Rocket and Groot. And then Jugs event is called Stop at Nothing. That'll get you a Rocket and Groot and Jugs. Top 10 folks get Drax. And then it is Hulk. All right, so let's hit the news. Whosoever touches this gem shall possess the power of the Crimson Bands of Sidorak. Henceforth, you who read these words shall become forevermore a human juggernaut. So, Cade Marco, the juggernaut.
Cool.
This is like a weird Asgardian pumped up hammer juggernaut. But he seems wacky. He's a 4-star. He is green, red, and blue.
Are you sure about that?
About the colors?
No, about the 4-star.
Yes.
Oh.
His green power is called Collateral. Whenever Juggernaut makes a match, he deals damage to the enemy team. Starts at 41, Level 5, it's up to 172. At max level, it's 336 AOE every time he makes a match.
Okay.
Guess what that does? Goes well with Okoye. I don't know. His red power is called Unstoppable. Juggernaut's base match damage is increased by 40%, and he takes 40% less damage from enemy matches. At level 5, he is taking 90% less damage, and his match damage is increased by 225%.
Nice.
That's a pretty good passive right there. His blue one, this one's a little wacky. Breaker of Stone, 11 big blue AP. Destroy a random column does not generate AP. Destroys random column at level 2 and some random tiles, then destroys 4 random tiles from the 2 columns adjacent to the destroyed one, then 10 random tiles from the 2 adjacent. At level 5, you get to pick the column, and it destroys 10 adjacent tiles to that column. So it's kind of expensive, but boy, you get to blow up a lot of tiles in an area that you're kind of aiming for.
Yeah, I like it. That sounds pretty dope.
So he should be interesting to play.
By the way, that does not work well with Okoye. Just so you're aware.
Everything works well with Okoye, right?
No. Turns out, no.
No, I'm assuming, as most things at this point, it'll work well with Gritty Kitty, because all those extra strength tiles on the board when you make matches do more damage. And now he's turning that into AoE damage.
Whew, yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome, actually.
You know, plus, I mean, I haven't looked at the math of the numbers, but he should be tanking quite a few colors, too, with that red power. So you're probably going to play him as a 5-5-3 in that situation.
Really? You think? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you don't want to blow up your own tiles.
Yeah. I was really looking forward to the Breaker of Stones, but you are probably correct. The other two are passive, are pretty decent just from the read, and they don't cost 11 AP, so yeah.
Right. Whereas, you know, if you've got all that blue, you can fire off, you know, Baby Groot's power and make some more special tiles.
Very true.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Juggernaut will flatten you.
Is there anybody doesn't utilize the powers of Sidorak these days?
Well, I think since Juggernaut has defeated Sidorak more than once, I think Sidorak ought to sit down and be quiet.
Well, that he gives Juggernaut his powers, doesn't he?
He did. I think at this point, Juggernaut has kind of seized the powers of Sidorak.
Doesn't he give current imagining of Scarlet Witch her powers too?
Oh God, I hope not. That would be dumb.
Well, I thought we moved away from her probability control / daughter of Magneto to I'm just a random mage.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm not buying that. In my universe, she's still Magneto's daughter. And her power is probability control.
You have to remember, on this podcast, we play in Craig's universe.
That's right.
By the way, Samurai did say not going to work well with Gritty, because Kitty will tank red, and unless Juggs is boosted, Rocket will be ahead on green and blue, which is correct. Which is the problem with anything coming out now, is you're not going to be tanking, because every other character is going to be ahead of you.
Are you sure? Because his match damage has increased 225%.
That's true.
You're tanking a lot. You should be tanking a fair amount of colors.
What causes that? It's just...
Oh, that's just the red passive.
Okay.
So you have to look at his damage and then boost it 225%. Because it's base match damage, so that should be tanked.
Right. I don't know. We'll see.
And his red is, you know, his second highest match damage color. I don't know. Well, when somebody gets one and see how it works, tell us how it works. The only other news I got is people should go to Pittsburgh this weekend and go to Replay FX.
Yeah, I'll do that. Good time. That sounds nice.
That's it. Superhero Showdown.
Oh, my.
Wow, there's an excitement yawn.
You know
last
it.
Week.
Because he knows how this is going to go.
We have Medusa versus Janet. Tell me, who wins?
I don't know. The way you introduce him, Janet, it just doesn't sound that good. The Wasp, however, I think is going to be pretty good. So some comments we got, I'll vote for the Wasp, but I think this would be a pretty excellent battle visually if the MCU decided to take some twists and turns in phases 4 and 5. Yeah, yeah. I am going to go with Medusa. I think eventually she will be able to catch the Wasp with her hair and then game over. I vote for the Wasp. None of you have ever had a bee stuck in long hair. I don't care if Medusa's hair can untangle itself. The frantic buzzing makes it all seem... Or it makes it seem like all your hair is bees.
Oh.
Wow. Gross. That does seem gross. That sounds like a little like Mike Tyson wisdom. Like everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
That's true.
Next, Van Dyne clearly being a Dutch / South African name makes sense to me that Janet also speaks Afrikaans and that being an African wasp, she breaks all the Python rules for gripping things. It's clear that she's migratory and whatnot. Wasp wins.
Well, I can't argue with that logic.
Really? I couldn't either.
Medusa is a support character, and Wasp brings some sting, and then some. Wasp wins. Yeah, so there you go. It was not a landslide, but it was quite a clear victory for Janet Van Dyne.
Mm.
Remember, the Superhero Showdown, we're not listening to what they are in Puzzle Quest. The Queen of the Immortals, I would not call a support character.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people, that's all they know from some of these characters.
Or... You know, we're asking them to vote, so what they say is, you don't tell us how to vote, Craig. Mind your business. I'm like a host in the show. She's a support character. Go back to the moon, Medusa. No one likes you. Didn't even make it out of round one.
To the moon, Medusa.
Bang, bang, zoom, zoom to the straight moon. To the moon. One of these days. Ah, man. Wife battery. High comedy.
Whew. So anyway.
All right. This week,
yo,
in the Triakanta High Kai Anagon, we have Kitty Pryde, the Shadow Cat, versus Imperious Rex!
Now, before you think that we're doing anything different, these are still being randomly selected.
Right.
They are. It was just super exciting this week.
Yeah, really super exciting. So, I guess I'll go first in description here. Again, if you're not familiar with Kitty Pryde, she is able to phase. Selective intangibility is what they call it. She is able to move in between because atoms are made up of mostly empty space. She is able to phase herself in between the particles of atoms and move through things. Now, the major thing she can do is disrupt electronics. That's not going to come into play here. But she can pretty much phase and dodge attacks as they come in. And she can unphase selective parts of her body so she can still deliver blows. I don't know. I think this is going to be really hard. I think that when Namor comes at me and tries to punch me, because he's kind of a straightforward guy, I think I'm going to phase, dodge his attack, phase through him, disrupt his physical...
He's not a machine!
He's not, but she can... It depends on what level I'm fighting at. Like, I don't know. Do I have the Black Vortex empowerment? Because at one point she was empowered and she could really unleash her phasing potential against other characters. So if I think if Kitty is at her max, I think it's going to be a pretty decisive finish.
Does she have some sort of superhuman strength that I'm not aware of?
She does not have superhuman strength.
Yeah, she just punched him. He doesn't care.
Right. I feel like she could phase punch me all day and never penetrate my superhuman toughness or durability.
Yeah, I think what I'm going with is when she had the Black Vortex empowerment, she could actually, when she phased through people, she could disrupt them and cause them pain and internal, I don't know if it was internal injuries, but she could hurt people that way.
Hmm.
I don't know how long she had that, though. Like, it's not, right. I have no more information.
Right. I also don't know too much about that, but let's talk about Marvel's first mutant, the Submariner, and his many attributes, his super strength and his super toughness and his super speed and his super stamina and his super agility, his super reflexes, his super durability.
Dude's got wings on his ankles.
That's true. They do give
him
flight.
That are strong enough to give him flight by fluttering.
Right, he does have unexplained flight. I don't feel like my underwater breathing aquatic telepathy or any other Aquaman-style powers will help me in this particular... I don't know, maybe I can use my electrolocation to find you when you're phased. By sensing the electrical currents in your body.
Good thoughts, Ian.
Describe that again, what was...
Electrolocation? Like fish can sense... Some other types, some certain types of fish can sense other aquatic creatures because they the body gives off some electricity.
Okay.
He has that same ability. So I don't know, maybe when you're phased, your body still gives off electricity, so I can help locate you while you're phased and still not be able to attack you.
I don't know. When she's phased, she's completely, not immune, but she has no susceptibility to mind powers, to telepathic effect, because her brain, when it's phased, not even Professor X can do anything to her.
Hmm. Right. So, again, this is just electrolocation. This is just locating you. I don't think I could actually affect you. I feel like my hydrokinesis probably not going to come into play. That's going to be a long fight. I feel like you've got to unphase eventually. You don't have to. But again, I don't know how long you... A bit sooner or later, you'll get, like, thirsty or need to pee or something, and then I can beat you down.
And then that hydrokinesis just comes into play.
Right!
So I can also, while phasing, I can walk on air and water, so I can, like, walk up air. However, in doing so, you can fly. That's not going to buy me much.
That's true.
If I could walk on water.
What level mutant are you?
If I could find some way to prove.
If I could walk
on water, would you believe in me?
According to Nick Fury's intel, she is classified as a level 7.
Oh, see, mine doesn't have numbers. Mine just says I'm an alpha level mutant.
Alpha? What does that mean?
There's no way he's an alpha level mutant. Get out of here.
It's been stated that Namor is an alpha level mutant.
That's bunk.
What's an alpha level? Is that bad?
That's like entry level.
Oh, well, there. He's the worst. That's way lower than 7.
The highest level are the omega level mutants.
Oh. Yeah, well, his mutant ability is not what he's famous for being part Atlantean is what he's famous for.
Well, I don't know how that translates to level 7, it's just...
Right. No, you're the level 7, I'm just a scrub mutant.
Right, but A to 7, okay, thanks.
Right, well, that's it. This is unrelated to the fight. This is just something I was thinking about earlier, because I was thinking about the show, and I was like, oh, I got a show tonight, that'll be good. And I was thinking about... You know, there was a lot more Craig singing back in the day, and then I missed it. My favorite part of the Craig singing is any other normal human being would sing, make the reference, put the song in everybody's head, and we're all on board. We're like, ha ha ha, that was good. 6 verses later, if I can walk over, oh
my God.
You
gotta beat it down, baby. You gotta beat it down.
It doesn't come back around, though. It's not like a funny boomerang. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
Ah, for you. For me, it's hilarious.
Someone vote for Namor.
Everyone should vote for Namor.
Or don't. I'm okay with either.
Just vote.
All right, Ray, I found a webpage that says that Kitty Pryde is a level 4 mutant.
This distinctly, I have a webpage that says 7. Ha. Huh. I don't know.
I still don't know what that number means.
And Namor is alpha, so there you go. You make the call.
But don't forget, he's also Atlantean, and he's got weird ankle wings.
All right, this says an alpha level mutant is someone who looks no different from any other human being, whose powers are pretty effective in combat. They have no limitation placed on them as a result of the X gene.
Cool.
And it says, Kitty Pryde is like a normal lady and is capable of walking through walls. Dazzler looks no different than anybody else. Colossus looks like a living metal man, but he can turn it off and look like a normal person. Rogue is also an alpha level mutant.
So alpha has no bearing on power.
Apparently not.
Yeah. All right. We spent too much time on this.
Yep. Next.
Okay.
Does this have a sponsor?
Nope.
Battlecry?
Oh, yeah.
I also participate in the show.
I didn't know if that was still sponsored. I haven't written it down.
It could be.
All right, moving
on. In loving memory, Battlecry.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, that pig can dance.
Oh, Peter Porker. Let's talk about your appearance in this game and why you're wacky. Yellow, purple, blue. His yellow is called Into the Spider-Verse. It costs 10. Yes, 10 yellow. Let's see what he does. Oh, he calls up all the other spider folks and they do different things. Puts out 4 3-turn. Is that what they always... Nope, they come down to a 2-turn. 4 2-turn countdown tiles that stun, create web tiles, burst of health, deal damage. All the countdowns come out fortified at level 5. A talking pig? Let's see what that does. It only costs 8, so that's reasonable. Stuns all enemy minions for 2 turns and removes up to 4 enemy tiles. Oh, those are strike, protect, countdown, or attack. Removing the countdown tiles first. Hey, that's an okay ability. Enemy, but it only affects minions?
Yeah, I don't know what that minions, I was going to ask, but...
I assume that just means goons. Like, if you're playing against, like, Magia or hand ninjas or things like that. Otherwise, like, if it's an actual person, it doesn't affect them? Exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point? Just like the power?
Hopefully you're not expecting an answer from me.
No, I don't know.
Nope, I just wanted to throw an interrobang after some words. Let's see what When Pigs Fly do. 12! Oh, but it's blue. What am I going to do? I'm going to create a fortified 3-turn blue countdown tile, which deals 6,600 damage to a random enemy. Costs 1 fewer AP for each member of the Sinister Six on the enemy team.
Nice.
Spider-Ham is airborne during this, and this tile continues to tick down, even if Spider-Ham is stunned. Boy, I don't know. I like to stun all enemies, but they have to be minions. Let's go 5-3-5. That sounds wrong.
Well, it might sound wrong, but the internet tends to agree with you.
Yes, because the purple is dependent on a very specific condition, so...
Yeah.
I mean, you can always... It's you either have to have tiles or they have to be minions or else it does nothing. So, yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Do either of you have him championed?
No.
Okay.
I'm the closest with 7, so...
Oh.
Halfway there.
Nice. So my 2-1-0 isn't too awful?
Yeah.
It's only 2 covers away from my greatest and oldest nemesis, Spider Craig.
You're the worst.
So that's It's Always Sunny in Xandar. The always wacky, sometimes useful, possibly not, Peter Porker, Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham. All right, Willie, what you got in the mail?
Oh, there were a lot of comments. However, let's see if I can parse
them. Were they all disappointed people that they found out it wasn't Throg?
I was sad.
I was too, or Beta Ray Bill.
Strangely enough, no, but I understand. Zoot Sacks over on the D3 forum says, I'm kind of surprised that with this week's showdown being Medusa versus Wasp, the featured team of the week wasn't Carol Medusa Wasp, which was pretty much the 4-star meta team before Rocket and Groot came around. Was it? I don't remember that. I shouldn't question. I believe you, but I don't remember that
being a problem.
Yeah. But no, didn't put that together.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. While he also commented, I left this in because it was a positive comment about Kraven. It starts off, while he's not a top level character, Kraven feels particularly wasted during this set of PvE events, so he was boosted. But he does nothing for Deadpool versus MPQ, and against Dark Avengers, he only really shines if the AI has Bullseye and Doc N on the same team. Now, if you'd have put him up against an Ultron Goons or Symbiotes, then he's not only relevant, but solid. So, yeah, there you go. It sounded like a positive thing about Kraven, so I left it in. I don't see those too often.
Very loosely positive, but yes.
Yeah.
What could have been?
Storm of Fire said that I like the tactful avoidance of a certain movie that was announced on the Marvel slate. I'm glad you enjoyed that. As ever, a bunch of Loki fans that she is a part of, cautiously excited for Loki series, but less so for the movie directed by the one that shall not be named. I didn't look it up. I don't know who's directing it, but, you know, he shall not be named. So I guess we'll just
leave it
at that. What's
he directing?
I have no idea.
Who's directing what now? All right.
The Loki series? I have no idea.
Okay.
And the momentary lapse into how people are rubbish at thinking people with lots of money surely won't want more money was surprising, but welcome. Well, surprising for this podcast. Somebody listens to another podcast.
Am I that weird that once I was super rich, I'm good? Like, I can just be good.
No, you're not weird to think that now.
Correct. Well, you would be an outlier if you were rich and satisfied.
Yeah, see, like I think if I had enough money where I had no jobs, like, and really, I could just go where I wanted to, and if I could be like, what are you going to do today? I'm going to get up, I'm going to wander down to Binion's, I'm going to play about 16 straight hours of Pai-Kal poker, I'm going to eat something to go home. Like, if that's, like, my day, it sounds pretty good.
I don't doubt it. I feel like, again, that would make you an outlier. Yeah. I would appreciate that. And this may come as a shock to our listeners. Perhaps you're just not that evil.
It's possible. It's possible.
All right, I think once I have enough money that I don't have to work anymore, I'm pretty happy about life.
It was also summed up by our friend UNC Samurai. Is Craig, that sort of mindset is why you're not super rich in the first place.
I suppose that could be true. I am decidedly not super rich.
You should find a way to, if you were appropriate, you would find a way to steal, monetize, and totally control this show while stomping on Ray and I's necks to get to the top of the MPQ world.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you're content with 203 episodes of what we've been doing.
Hey, you know, I don't want to go up against, like, the juggernaut that is Wesley Crusher when it comes, you know, the peak of geekdom.
I just pictured Wesley Crusher in Juggernaut's uniform, and it's kind of disturbing.
Perfect casting for the next X-Men product. All right.
All right, moving on.
Wesley Crusher is Juggernaut.
Stinkpalm said Winter Soldier and Falcon as a buddy cop movie or series will be hilarious. It's no surprise that Craig is again incorrect.
That sounds terrible.
Which Samurai quickly followed up, quoting, "It's no surprise that Craig is again incorrect," is the how the show is titled in overseas markets.
I can be down with that.
Samurai also said, "I've been wondering all day what kind of L5R decks they played. My best guess, Ray seems like a tactician, either Lion or Unicorn, geared towards military victories. Ian strikes me as a Dragon Dueling or Scorpion Dishonor. I don't know what any of this means. Craig likely played Crane Honor Runner and Junzo Smash and nothing in between. Does anybody play L5R? Do we have any idea what he's talking
about? I did not. That was games for other people. I was busy playing Jihad.
Okay. I know you're all Jihad, but I'm not into deck builders, so I have no clue what you're talking about.
Hey, what was the game, the one game that was popular for like a week and a half, where you could get like a Monkey Butler attack card?
Wait. Tell me again. It sounds familiar, but can you tell me any other component of the game?
It was like Shadow something. There was like a bunch of purple cards, and they were like from the Abyss or something, and then...
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
There was
that game.
Oh, man.
But you remember there being like specific monkey cards.
Thanks, Samurai.
Shadow Fist, yeah. I just remember there being the specialized monkey cards.
Yep. I didn't play that much Shadow Fist. I vaguely remember it. L5R, I was not as invested in it as Samurai was, but...
Sluggo says you have me a Monkey Butler.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want that?
I don't know if I still have any L5R cards.
I know I don't. I turned around and looked at all of the cards games behind me, and I'm like, oh, I don't have any of that. But boy, I've got lots of unopened cards from games that used to be made by Mike.
Did you see the Battle Chimp that just made it to the Discord?
Oh, the Battle Chimp Potemkin. Yeah. Yes, I remember that card. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to finish up here.
Do it, Doug.
Prondiac said, release notes, stop, Hammer Time. Dazzler Thor? What? No, just no.
That'd been awesome.
Beta Ray Bill I'll take. I'd be more happy with Juggernaut. Well, congratulations. You can be
the
happy
Throg
with Juggernaut.
The Throg would have been awesome.
D-Wing and the Wall of Text. I parsed this down quite a bit because, oh, man, that was a lot of typing, man. How do you get through that? Craig... literally wrong within half a second of the opening. Scat Cat was an MC, not a DJ.
All right.
There you go.
That's very true.
And this one, I'm kind of dumbfounded. He said, I have never watched a Tarantino movie, and I calmly await your scorn. I regret nothing.
Oh, you're getting lots of scorn.
Seriously, get out of Dodge.
Come on, dude.
No, see, that's purposeful, then.
Yes, it has to
be. Yeah, you're just being contrary.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it's not scorn you're getting from me. It's just pure sadness. I'm so sad for you.
Go and watch yourself some Reservoir Dogs. It's one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're cheating yourself out of excellent cinema just to be contrary.
Ah, oh, man. Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, those are just all great movies.
They really are.
Okay. He also said, I've been using Thing, America, and Kate Bishop, versus Bishop to manage to make it work around half the time. That's an interesting combo. I don't think I'll give it a try, but maybe.
Nope, I find that 10 ISO works 100% of the time.
Yeah. I did like this one. Dude Thor would be the one-star Thor we have been missing.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm still not for it just because that was so disappointing.
Yeah.
But making him a one-star would be...
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Yeah, that's right.
The library story obviously wins the episode for Ian. But no doubt, that was hilarious. It's a snake.
The library story.
It's a snake.
Lady, it's a snake.
Lady, it's a snake!
Totally forgot about that story already.
Holy Grail references from Craig and Ronan-san in the same week. Best week ever. And 4 bleeps for Craig so far. He is so close to the record, you know, probably.
I only remember one.
Well, you did one and then immediately followed it up with another one.
I disbelieve.
He also said, quote, shoot them with her master stroke, end quote, is the dirty context winner of the week. And a couple things that we kind of missed, or I missed in the team up. Mr. Fantastic's yellow is also boss with Carnage because he will fire free powers after matching away 4 enemy specials. This is true. You match away an enemy special, it counts that in the background, and after you've matched 4, he fires off a random power, like, from your team. So, that is actually really strong. And apparently, I also missed that Kraven does passive damage every turn while lowering the enemy attack tiles, which I didn't even know he did that. So, there you go. A couple things that were missed. But in any case, that was it. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. Dirty.
Dirty pool.
Preemptive. And I just want... Oh, sorry. We just want
to pump...
You are. You up.
Man, even with my complete distraction, you guys did okay.
All right. Let's see if I can do okay, because I think there's some characters that I'm not super familiar with. All the characters that I'm not super familiar with. So let's start with 3 stars, because I still use those frequently. Let's talk about the 3-star Black Panther, one of my longtime favorites in the 3-star world. A gentleman who makes his own strike tiles, which will be stronger, makes his own protect tiles, which will be stronger, and then... does a lot of AoE with his black ability, which will be stronger. So enjoy him this week. Hey, it's the Daywalker Blade. That one I've heard of. Boy, what's he do? He does some damage with his sword, with his black ability. That'll be boosted. He puts out attack tiles with his purple, which, as long as you have enough strike tiles on the board...
I think it's...
those.
Red. It's just red, isn't it?
Well, no, red. That's a passive. He puts out both. He's got an ability called Keep Your Enemies Closer. Based on the number of attack tiles you have on the board. No, strike tiles you have on the board. He puts out 1 or 2 fairly sizable attack tiles that do like 2,000 points of extra damage around just for hanging out. At least at level 5.
That's his purple one, right?
His purple one, yeah. His other one is, depending on how much... His green ability is, depending on how much red is on the board... He throws out strike tiles passively, all of which will be boosted. So he gets 3 benefits from that as well. Rocket, two mints, and one. He is boosted. I was never really high on him. I don't remember what he does. He heals a lot with his yellow. He puts out strike tiles with his I've got a plan. Is that his blue? He puts out a countdown tile. He makes a bunch of strike tiles, which will all be boosted. And then his green does some, like, tile destruction, like random board shake. Or not random, like center board shake
and a little random
Scotia damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bah. Bah. I say to that ability. Mohawk. Her attack tiles gonna be a little stronger. And the damage she does from her lightning strike, the green, probably also be improved. Vision. He is not someone who I've ever seen anybody use his yellow. But he does have a yellow ability, but I don't know what it does. His blue ability does some acceptable AoE damage, which will be boosted. Okay, let's see. Ah, that's a funny graphic.
That's a terrible graphic.
That's hilarious. So, under this picture of Dazzler, we learn more about Jubilee. Let's see. She does some damage with her yellow and with her purple. And, she does some AoE that will be, you know, a little bit useful if you can gather up enough green. The Ruler of Limbo, magic. She makes strike tiles, so she'll make slightly better strike tiles, slightly better protect tiles. And if you can squeeze out some damage out of her sliced sorcery, you can get a little extra. She's not super excellent, but she is marginally better than the worst. She's a good space filler on your roster. Oh, Mockingbird. My goodness. That red does so much damage. I don't even know why it needs to be boosted, but it is. So, I mean, that should be out of control for 4-star damage. And her match bonus. I feel like her purple will be increased by that. Let's see what Nova does. People used to rave about this guy. Puts out strike tiles. Those are boosted. The black strike tiles are boosted. His yellow strike tiles are boosted. And then black and red, when they flip to their other abilities, they both do a lot of extra damage. And Finger Guns does its normal pew-pew levels of damage.
Pew-pew!
Yondu, I remember him. I don't think I ever got him champion, so he's not super on my radar, but I feel like his blue sends that arrow flying around, and then it just does damage every turn. Probably does that. Probably see an increase of damage there. He gets some healing from his yellow. He gets some extra strike tile damage from his black. Let's see how to make use of these people who are boosted. Combine magic with Nova. I like where this is going. Tell me more. Nova has very cost-efficient powers, and he makes a lot of strike tiles. Magic buffs the special tiles every time he fires a power. And you should add Domino to go through Nova's black ability even faster. That sounds like a perfectly nice team. You should do that. Thanks, Samurai. And thanks, Mystify. Shh, Mystify.
Mystify.
Oh, wait, that's also Listen to Me Now and Believe Me Later. Is that this shtick?
That is.
Yeah! Out of order, but I got it all.
All right, let's move over to Team Up Time.
Featuring Ray.
That's amusing every week. So I'm changing it up. So because of what Ian just said, while you were talking, I went back and looked at some of the suggested team-ups, and I'm going with one that uses two of the 3-star boosted characters. So,
crazy.
You're going to have to bear with me a little bit because I'm doing this on the fly. You're looking at a 3-star team and you want a bunch of AoE damage. Here you go. So the team I'm going to tell you about is that was actually suggested by a listener. It's Kamala Khan with Black Panther and Vision. All 3 stars. Make sure 3-star Black Panther. So it gives you a full color rainbow. Kamala Khan uses purple and her green AoE. Black Panther uses yellow to throw out strike tiles to increase all your damage and has black AoE. And Vision uses his blue and red for his red AoE. Vision also tanks blue and red matches for, you know, his damage because he's got blue and red. The other two don't care about blue and red. It's a cheap blue power and not a bad red power that both feed Kamala Khan's healing to keep you alive, and it's just a ton of AoE damage all over the place. So some of the powers, like Black Panther's Black, it takes a little bit to charge up, but still, you're going to be generating enough green for Kamala Khan's, which is pretty strong, and Vision's Red isn't bad either. So if you're in the three-star realm and you've got these three characters, it is a strong, damaging team, especially if you're going after wave fights, because that AoE damage will help you just plow through them. So so there you go. There's a three-star team that will get you through that that phase in your MPQ progression.
Man, except for those glorious like 2 weeks or whatever it was when Vision was broken, I've never used him, you know, before or after.
I like what an impact that made on you, though.
Oh my God, that was glorious. He was so good for those 10 days.
Every time somebody says Vision, you have to bring up the time he was broken.
Yeah, because that's when he was useful.
He's still okay. If you're in the three-star realm, he's still pretty good. I did like what Samurai said, though. Kamala Khan plus Vision is how the game tries to convince you to turn off animations. That is absolutely
true. Yeah, true story
true.
There. That's stupid when she pumps her fist and goes, ding! Oh,
that's the best. When she sells you some Orbitz gum, that's the best.
The best part about that is my high-end hearing is so far gone, I have never heard that. She comes out, pumps her fist, and goes away. There's never any bing.
Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Thanks, Unify. All right, Ian, you got the Steam open?
You know it.
Let's open up some tokens.
Cool.
To the original guy. This guy.
This guy. All right. I'm just stick with the classics. Storm needs a left eye poking like she always does. Hey, Captain Falcon. I definitely don't need that. Well, because it's never red. I've had him at 551 for a really long time, and I feel like I just got another blue. So, oh no, I lied. I got him at a. Wow, that couldn't have been worse. I have him at a 452, but I've got four saved covers, so one more of those. Oh yeah, 453. Here I come.
All right, I'm gonna poke her in the cheek. Oh, that's a thing.
That was.
Nico, try not to die.
Oh, yeah. That crash
sure
is coming up.
Level 294 is now the Nico.
Okay. I'm going for the, because it works the best, the classic eye poke. Oh, no.
Yeah, it really does.
Four star. Mm. A four star. Give and take. Do you know who that is? Because I didn't know he had that.
Give and take is Carnage. Nope, not Carnage. The other guy, Venom.
Venom, correct.
Yeah, that's his green, isn't it?
Whee! Or is it black? 307. All right.
Ugh.
That was an unfulfilling pull, but all right.
Yeah.
That was sad times.
Totally.
I did,
it's okay,
however,
I'm one away.
I pulled a kitty cover yesterday, so that made me happy.
Oh, you suck.
I am in the midst of my 5-year gameiversary at the moment.
Very
so
nice.
my things have been, yesterday was a bunch of command points, today's Devil Dino, there's a Taskmaster on the way, some more Devil Dinos, I see a 5-star Spider-Man on the horizon, I think. 825, is that 5, or 1825, is that 5 years, is that math, Craig?
Yes.
Ask Gray.
Okay.
That
Gray says
is.
Yes, oh, I believe him. So yeah, all my resupplies have been beefy lately.
Right.
Yeah, thanks this guy.
This guy. Ian, tell me about the Podcast Network.
Podcast Network. It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. Available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is some other podcasts that we do business with so that we can expand your exposure to all of our great content. You can check out some direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or a complete archive of all shows current and on hiatus at Soon to Be Named Network. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.com. Whoa, excuse me, inappropriate.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Dude, I'm having a real tough time managing my expectations for this weekend because I'm way too excited. I am packed.
Wow.
I got a haircut. I got my eyebrows waxed.
I do need a haircut.
I'm ready. go get a pedicure, and then I'm on my way to Pittsburgh.
You happen to have a look at what the weather's going to be Friday night, did you?
Nope. All right. I don't practical planning ahead. That's crazy.
Oh. Well, you know, I want to go see this baseball game, but not if it's going to be, like, raining or something.
Yeah, yeah. But again, that would involve me changing the settings in my app to Pittsburgh. Not the city I'm currently in. That's a lot of steps.
All right, fine. Yeah, I think that's it then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Unlike people who are jerks, go click on the Amazon link at the top of our homepage. Buy some stuff. Or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. All right, yeah, this is the most diabolical clue of all time. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Imperious Rex!
I can see you put work into that.
Yeah. Must have been a long day at the office.
It was. I have a consultant in from Michigan. I was in meetings all day. I'm in meetings all day tomorrow.
Is Ray the consultant?
Ray's not from Michigan.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe. Could have never told me. Don't ask people personal questions, yo. Just because we've been friends for like 12 years now doesn't mean I need to know things about him. I'm on autopilot, dude. I'm old.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies.